Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Call to order the regular meeting of the Terre Haute City Council, 6 p.m. Thursday, November 7th, 2019. For those of you in the audience, if you need an agenda for tonight's meeting, they're up here in the front. It is our tradition to start the meeting with a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance tonight, led by Councilperson Todd Nation.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, would call the roll, please.
Councilperson Aller.
Present.
Councilperson Azar. Councilperson Crossan.
Present.
Councilperson DeBon.
Here.
Councilperson Elliott.
Here.
Councilperson Garrison.
Here.
Councilperson Morris.
Here.
Councilperson Nasser.
Present.
Councilperson Nation. eight are present, one is absent.
Thank you. It's also our tradition to have 30 minutes of time for public comment on non-agenda items. If you have a comment on one of the items on the agenda, you'll have an opportunity to make a comment at the time that item is considered by council. So if there's anyone who would like to give up to 3 minutes of comment on a non-agenda item, please come to the microphone, state your name and your address.
My name is Donald Hyde. I live at 1411 Poplar Street, Terre Haute, Indiana. Well, the second of the three elections I was talking about when I first came here, 18's now over, now 19 is now over. It leaves the third and final election to happen in 2020. However, in this last year, I've been talking about a lot of the city issues and the county issues because I am glad we have voted in our country where the county and the city representatives and problems can be dealt with and heard and voted on. Therefore, I talked about it. Whether I win or lose, and I got news for you, nobody's happy 100% of the time. That's me and anybody else. Anybody says they are, they're lying. But right now, I'd like to remind the city council that their job now begins. The county council has passed and did all they can to build a new jail, so it's going to get built. Doesn't stop your job of making sure that they do their job right and don't, get good contracts. Build a good building that's going to last a while, that the taxpayers won't have to rebuild again as that's the reason we're building this jail. So that the problems don't keep going. And the city now, you guys are going to build two buildings in the next 2 years. And it'd probably take 3 years for one of them. But one of them is going to be up and open within 2 years. And that's your, where they have the conventions. That convention center you want. It's going to get built. I don't doubt it, whether I like it or not. And I will be discussing during the entire time of its building and shortly after its building and opening, that there should be at least 5 days out of the year, and you guys can plan them. The city council has that power and right.
Actually, Mr. Hyde, the city council doesn't have the power over the convention center. That's being built by a separate board, the CIB board, and so that is not a city council matter.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected. Yeah. I am able to say that.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that.
However, the next thing I'm going to mention that will be built in the next, I believe, 3 years, it could be done in two, but I don't want it done in two, is the new city police station. It's well overdue. It should be built probably 10, 15 years ago, but it wasn't. And now it needs to be built. It is need, a necessity, not a wish. And we're going to have the money to do it. At least I assume you're going to have the money to do it, the way you work it out. But what I want to talk about is because you're going to build it from the ground up, you have the ability to design the building any way you want to, have it operate any way you want to. And therefore, all it needs to have is a place in the front where the public can come and report a crime or say, hey, I need help. The back of the place is going to have a place for the police to hold people that they're wanting to talk to. And there needs to be a few rooms where they can talk to people, interview them. The rest of the building is open. And I don't know why we don't have a discussion, and I'm talking about the city council, the city itself, have a discussion, and the mayor can lead it, I don't care who does it, where we talk about what we want in that police station. We're in modern times now, and we need a modern jail, not an old-fashioned jail. And one of the things that I believe would help the police department more than anything else is that in that building, when they build the new building, it opens up, they have a good-sized room for training the police officers. And the police can plan and carry out in that room training sessions of all kinds. I believe that the better trained our police force is, the better they can do their job, and more important than that, the safer they can do their job, both for them and the public. And that's all I'd like to say at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak on a non-agenda item? Okay, thank you. We'll move along on the agenda then. Are there any corrections to the journal?
There are none.
Is there any communication from the mayor?
I did not receive any.
Any reports from city officials?
I did not receive any.
Reports from the public Board of Public Works and Safety?
I did not receive any.
Any standing committee reports from council? No. Any reports on non-standing committees? I'd only say at this point that there will be a second meeting, public meeting. The public is welcome to attend on the exploratory committee on a chicken ordinance, and that'll be on Monday. Tuesday. Monday's a holiday. Tuesday at 4:30 in this same spot. Items previously tabled.
Special Ordinance 22-2019, rezoning of property located at 1425 East Pew Drive. Area planning gave a favorable with conditions recommendation.
For the petitioner.
Good evening. My name is Darwin Simbaldes, and I'm an attorney at the Wilkerson Law Firm. I believe Jeff Llewellyn was here last month, and he explained what the need for the rezoning is. Mm-hmm. Just to summarize it, my client's straw property would like to get this change, the zoning change, to be in the condition that's usable based on their neighbors. Currently in the property to the west of it is zoned as M1 and is used for as a machinery company. North of it is R1 and C2, but it's not used for residential. It's actually used for commercial business suites. East of it is the Erie Canal Street and south is I-70. It will be used for office space and warehouse for the company, and like it was said, our planning favorably unanimously gave recommendation to be changed on the zoning.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on Special Ordinance 22-2019? Council?
Madam President,
yes.
There's no other questions or comments. I make a motion to approve Special Ordinance 22-2019.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Nassar, and seconded by Councilperson Aller that we approve Special Ordinance 22-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Appropriation 18-2019, $6,390 from edit number 04040096. To demo of unsafe buildings, number 432018.
Petitioner.
Dean Branson with the Department of Redevelopment. This is a collection of a demolition cost that we received back from an owner. And also have on number four a collection that we got from a lawsuit that we filed against an owner and was able to make a settlement on the property.
Okay.
And we'd like to have those both put back into our demolition fund so we can do more properties.
Thank you. Is there any comment from the public on Appropriation 18-2019?
Pardon?
At public comment. So.
Normally, I don't care about this at all, but I'm forced to speak today and ask the person in charge of demolition why they allow a building that caught fire and burned down, and they started to demolish on Wabash Avenue, the main street of the whole city, and as far as I'm concerned, the whole county, and it's still there, uncleaned up, and all they got to do is get the trucks in, scoop up.
Mr. Hyde, we're here right now to talk about these appropriations.
That's your question. We operate under the unsafe building law, and any property that we tear down has to go through an administrative hearing unless it's an emergency. If it's an emergency, something that's in danger of immediate collapse, we can take action to have the property put on the ground. We don't have the authority to do anything beyond that until it goes through a hearing. It's most likely that in this case, the insurance company will probably take care of it. They have been in touch with us, and I've forwarded our bill for the dropping of the property to them, and I think this will get taken care of. If it doesn't, the next step would be that the inspection department would have to refer it to a hearing that I would have, and then we could proceed. But I'm thinking that we probably won't have to do that.
Thank you for entertaining that question, Mr. Branson. Is there any other comment from the public?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. If this is in order, I would like to make a motion that we vote to take action on all the appropriations.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Azar and seconded by Councilperson Garrison that we take a vote so that we can vote on the appropriations on the agenda as they are here at first reading. Mm-hmm.
Madam President.
They are appropriation question. 18. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do we need to read out all the numbers to which ones were vote to vote?
Okay. Sorry. No, thank you.
No, you're correct.
It's been moved and seconded that we take a vote tonight on these appropriations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We can vote to vote. Thank you.
Madam President?
Yes.
There's no other questions or discussions. I make a motion we approve Appropriation 18-2019.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Nassar and seconded by Councilperson Morris that we approve Appropriation 18-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next appropriation.
Appropriation 19-2019. $92,000 from police lit other revenue number 0751-0017-0039-0010 to purchase of equipment. Police number 444010.
Madam President, Steve Lockard. Madam President, members of the council. Didn't mean to leave guys out. Steve Lockard, Terre Haute Police Department. This is a $92,000 grant that we received from the Oakley Foundation for the replacement of the heavy-duty ballistic vests that our SRT team utilizes that are rifle-resistant, high-power rifle-resistant. It's just that extra added protection, so it's no cost to us. Just a request to move this into the appropriate line item to make that expenditure.
Thank you. Are there any comments from the public on Appropriation 19-2019? Council?
Madam President?
Yes.
If there's no further questions, I move that we approve Appropriation 19-2019 as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Aller and seconded by Councilperson DeBond that we approve Appropriation 19-2019. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so approved. Next item of business.
Appropriation 20-2019, $6,000 from police lit other revenue number 0751-0017-0039-0010 to purchase of equipment, police 444-10010.
Petitioner.
Madam President, members of the council. Steve Larker, Terre Haute Police Department. This is a similar request. This is a $6,000 grant that we received from the 2019 Drug-Free Community Fund grant. And it is to be used, it was designated to be used for equipment purchases for the members of our drug task force, our city officers that are members of that unit. So it would, same request, just to move it from other revenue into the appropriate expenditure line item to make that purchase.
So any comment by public on Appropriation 20, 2019? Council.
Madam President.
Yes.
I make a motion we approve Appropriation 20, 2019.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Nassar and seconded by Councilperson Morris that we approve Appropriation 20, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The appropriation passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Officer Lunker. Next item of business.
Appropriation 21, 2019, $17,000 from edit number 04040096 to demo of unsafe buildings number 432018.
And I think Mr. Branson already spoke to this. If is there anyone from the public who would, I'm sorry, do you want to say anything else about this, Mr. Branson?
Pardon?
Do you want to say anything else about this appropriation?
No, I thought we covered it.
Yeah, okay. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on Appropriation 21? Council?
Madam President, if there's no further discussion, I move that we approve Appropriation Number 21, 2019.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Nation and seconded by Councilperson Aller that we approve Appropriation 21, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? They are approved. I'd like to thank the Police Department and the Department of Redevelopment for getting those extra funds for our needs. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 37, 2019, rezoning of property located immediately west of 4675 Margaret Avenue. Area planning gave a favorable with conditions recommendation.
Petitioner.
Jeff Lind Law Firm, here on behalf of Tierra Alta, a purchaser under contract with Mr. and Mrs. Newby. The request is to rezone approximately 9 acres that butts up against I-70 and Margaret, immediately, as was stated, west of what is the Tribune Star facility out on Margaret. The intended use is a medical facility, and here is Dr. Izod is here. If you have any questions about what he intends to do, and Mr. and Mrs. Newby are also in attendance. They have owned the property, I think Mrs. Newby said, for generations.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on Special Ordinance 37?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Agriculture to C2. Apologize.
Yeah. No, that's right. Thank you. Council?
Madam President?
Yes.
There's no further questions. I'd like to make a motion to vote on Special Ordinance 37, 2019.
It's been moved by Councilperson Aller and seconded by Councilperson Devon that we take a vote so that we may vote on this on first hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so done. We may vote on this evening at first reading.
Madam President, yes. If there's no further questions, I move that we approve Special Ordinance 37, 2019 as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Aller and seconded by Councilperson Devon that we approve Special Ordinance 37, 2019. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next item of business.
Special Ordinance 39, 2019, rezoning a property located at 2020 East Voorhees Street. Area planning gave a favorable with conditions recommendation.
Petitioner.
Hello, I'm Bill Hine. The owner couldn't be here tonight, so he called me and asked me to stand in for him. His intent is that he's just rezoning this property. He wants to build a duplex on the property.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on Special Ordinance Number 39?
Yeah, I have one question. Since it's a 2020 Voorhees, what are they going to do with the property? I mean, Are they going to run a business out of it, make a parking lot out of it?
No, it's from an R1 to an R2, so it's a residential change. From single family to two family. Okay, thank you. Council?
Madam President?
Yes.
There's no further questions. I'd like to vote on Special Ordinance 39, 2019.
It has been moved by Councilperson Aller and quietly seconded by Councilperson DeBond that we vote on Special Ordinance Number 39, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We can vote.
Thank you.
Madam President? I move that we approve Special Ordinance 39, 2019, as presented.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. Moved by Councilperson Aller and seconded by Councilperson DeBond that we approve Special Ordinance 39, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is so passed.
Anything else on the agenda? Yeah. Move to adjourn.
Second. It's been moved by Councilperson Azar and seconded by Councilperson Aller that we adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?